This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Michael Martinez, the Executive Director of Live Theater Workshop. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Michael, I can't wait for you to talk about the life-changing work that Live Theater Workshop is doing in our community and in our schools with kids and adults. But first, could you tell us a little bit about yourself as a wayward teen who came home to theater?
I come from I wouldn't say a traditional family, but I had a family that was kind of hanging on to the tradition of their parents. And so I didn't quite fit in. I have a Jewish mother and a Latino father. So I had this like Latinx Jewish mix going on. So I didn't ever quite feel like I fit anywhere. I was kind of straddling both worlds. And then to add to that, I didn't fit the traditional gender stereotypes either. I was not interested in sports, and that my family just didn't know what to do with that. So they sent me to soccer practice, and they'd signed me up for baseball. And, you know, really, they should have been sending me to musical theater camp. One of my favorite stories related to that is that they signed me up for soccer, and I was to ride my bike to the park every practice. And I just wouldn't go. I would go off into the desert, and I would look for birds' nests and play with trees and make art in the desert. And, you know, soon the coach called my parents wondering if I was ever going to show up to soccer practice. And they thought that I had been the entire time. And I think they started to get it then. Like, okay, we got a weird one here. We're going to have to adjust our views of the world. So I kind of was lost, didn't have an outlet, didn't have a family that necessarily knew how to help me find what I was interested in until I got to high school and I discovered my first drama class. And I had this amazing teacher who really saw the spark in me and nurtured that. And I found a home. I found a place where I felt like I fit in. I found something that I loved to do. And it really kind of became the reason that I was going to school. I wanted to be successful at school so that I could participate in all the shows and all the after-school activities. And without that, I think I would have been still that lost little kid, like wandering in the desert, maybe not quite showing up to the thing I was supposed to show up to.
That is actually not the first time we've had a guest on who talked about how finding their art is what got them through high school or got them through college or got them through their degree.
Yeah, it really is. And now I'm in the position to be able to create that for other kids that are like me or different from me, that are struggling. And it is such a wonderful blessing. You know, I love that that's part of my job, kind of being the person that I needed when I was a kid is like the best possible gift that I could have for my life.
It's like so poetic to come back full circle and be that person that you wish you would have found or that you did find or that you wish you would have found earlier.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of tears all the time as I watch kids participate in theater. People always wonder why I'm crying at a show. You know, it may not be particularly moving or meaningful, but what I see on the stage is the passion that these kids are producing this work out of this pure passion that like I can relate to so much. And that's what really speaks to me and makes me think about where I came from and how great it is to be able to give that to kids.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Michael.
Thank you.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for KXCI and Artist Stories is provided by UA Presents, hosting the Master of Gypsy Flamenco, Farruquito, on November 13th at Centennial Hall. Heir to the most renowned gypsy flamenco dynasty in Spain, Farruquito makes his Tucson premiere along with a live band. More information at uapresents.org.